Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 64. Today, Kane asks, how can you be sure that you've put the right percentage of the correct elements in a story to make sure it's a specific genre? I'm specifically interested in dieselpunk, and I feel that steampunk and cyberpunk will be much easier to tell that the story is set in those types of worlds. And along the same lines, JR asks, when you finish your story, how do you decide how to categorize it? Is it romance? Is it sci-fi? Is it fill-in-the-blank? This is important in how you market your text and how people find you. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. These two questions obviously dovetail, which is why I'm including them both in the same episode here. And in a sense, JR's question answers Kane's question. There are, of course, a couple of ways to approach your genre. One is to deliberately write to a specific genre, and that's a useful exercise, particularly when you're trying to learn the ropes in a new genre. If you're going to do that exercise, what you need to do is you need to familiarize yourself with the genre and its defining characteristics. For example, cyberpunk's defining characteristics are things like cybernetic biohacking and a heavy dependence upon online virtual reality and other stuff like that. Dieselpunk is very much along the lines of Indiana Jones. It's pulp adventure set in a sort of retro-futuristic world as it might have been projected from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. I think Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow is an excellent example of dieselpunk. And steampunk, of course, is the same sort of thing, but done in a Victorian style. You sort of look at the future through the lens of the Victorian concept of the future, the works of Jules Verne and H.G. Wells and that sort of thing. Now, while that's interesting as an exercise, it can be very limiting, particularly depending on your psychology. And my approach actually tends to mirror the premise implicit in JR's question, which is once you finish a story, then you figure out how to categorize it. And sometimes if you're sitting on a line between genres and it's very difficult to tell what you've written, you can go back and tweak things to make it come out definitively one way or the other. As far as how you categorize it, you have to be familiar with genres as they're sitting right now. The point of a genre, as J.R. alluded, is placing it on the right shelf in the bookstore or the virtual bookstore. It's purely a marketing issue. The way genres have been going in the last few years, it's not unreasonable to expect that the entire concept is sort of going away, and an author is becoming the definitive brand and marketing hook for the genre, which in one sense leaves you with a Matthew effect problem where you have to get known enough for your voice before people start gravitating towards you just for you. This is an area of the field that's very much in flux, and the answer that you give to what genre you're writing in today may well change in 10 years, even though your book doesn't, because the landscape moves around you. The ideal situation is to package a book so that it accurately communicates to the audience the sort of thing they're signing up for. And then periodically, as you go back to your books, you know, every 4 to 6 years usually, and look at the way you've got them set up, your cover art, your back of book description, that sort of thing, and tweak them so that they're in line with the way expectations have evolved. And you look at that by comparing like with like. You look at other authors' books that are doing well, that are telling the kinds of stories that you're telling, and you tweak your presentation a little bit so that your book is looking of a general class with books that would appeal to the same sorts of people that your book would appeal to. Genres are generally by tropes and plot expectations.
for example, something set in the future is science fiction by definition. Something set in space currently is science fiction by definition, though with the way the current space age is heating up, that may very well change very soon as space travel gets normalized. It's hard to tell even now whether something that takes place on the International Space Station or using current space technology is really science fiction or if it's just contemporary fiction with space travel. These sorts of things are ever shifting depending on the cultural zeitgeist. The general rule is to package your books so that they will appeal to the audience that will like them and so that it clearly communicates to the audience what they're in for. And that language is ever-evolving, as anything in a open marketplace does. Market awareness, I think, is probably the best watchword here. The way that we handle it here is any time I release a new book, both myself and Kitty Nakian spend some time before doing a new batch of covers and go through and review similar types of books, packaging that's going on for the types of books we're releasing. When we discover a major change in the way something's done in a series that we're doing, we'll go back and take the time to repackage the whole series. That only happens once every couple of years at the most, or once every 5 or 6 years at the outside. And what's happening, for example, with our science fiction right now is that my early science fiction books are not very well packaged for science fiction. In fact, they're packaged in a way that wouldn't have been appropriate for science fiction after about the mid-1980s. But at the time we did those, we were both coming out of a fine arts background and didn't understand nearly as much as we do now about commercial art as opposed to fine art. So one of the big things this year is going to be repackaging those older science fiction books so they more reflect the aesthetic and the genre cover conventions that you'll see in play on my book The Resurrection Junket, for example, or on some of the covers we've done for other science fiction authors, for example, all of Nathan Lowell's science fiction covers, or with the cover we did for Crudrat. Those reflect a fairly current understanding of the science fiction genre. So when I release the next book in that series, in the Antithesis / Manic series, we're going to be repackaging the whole series in a much more genre-appropriate kind of way. If you look online, particularly on Goodreads, you'll be able to see how my mystery covers have evolved over the years. And as we've gained an understanding of the way mystery packaging works and that sort of thing, and the current packaging situation for the ebooks of the Clark Lantham Mystery series are very much in line with genre expectations. That's stage one. Stage two is you want your books to look like your books. You want someone to be able to see your book and identify you immediately with that cover. It means you generally want your name very prominent because that communicates confidence in the author and a sort of authority where the types of stories you're telling are concerned. And because the author is ultimately the brand, if you're writing in multiple genres, you're going to want to have similar design elements consistent through all your genres if at all you can pull it off. WMG Publishing is very good at this. The stuff that Scott Sigler self-publishes is very good at this. So, yeah, that's the takeaway. Be aware of how things are working in the genres you're writing in, both in terms of packaging and in terms of storytelling, and be open to the notion that you will sometimes misidentify the genre you're writing in. I know it sounds weird, but it happens even to very well-established writers. I have a friend who's got dozens and dozens, if not 100 books under his belt, who a couple of years ago wrote what he thought was a mystery, and his first reader read it and turned around and said, no, this is a thriller. You can't package this as a mystery. It will not attract the right audience. So what you want to do is, when your book is done, get the feedback from your first readers, and as you develop in your career, your first readers will get more and more savvy about these things, and be open if they tell you, look, this is not the genre that you think it is, because sometimes it won't be. And the further along you get in it, you know, the better you'll get at identifying it, but it's the particular mix of elements that makes the difference between, particularly between subgenres. Crime fiction is the overarching category for mysteries and thrillers and cozies and spy novels and all sorts of stuff. but each of those subgenres has a very different way that it's done. And stuff that used to be hardcore spy thrillers, say back in the 70s and 80s, say anything written by Robert Ludlum or even Tom Clancy, they don't really qualify as thrillers by the current definition, because people like James Patterson and Lee Child have driven the thriller genre down this extremely fast-paced, high-energy style of storytelling. And so those other books that sort of define the thriller genre in one era, they're no longer thrillers. They're something else. They're spy novels or sometimes techno-thrillers or that sort of thing. So you want to be aware of these things and keep current. Occasionally pick up books that are currently selling well in the genres you think you're writing in, and take a look and see what the current audience expectations are for those things. And bear in mind that all the advice I'm giving in this episode could change very rapidly, because this is an area of publishing that's in a high degree of flux right now. So if you're listening to this a year or two from now, go and check my facts as to how things are working, because the facts may have changed. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial attribution, no derivatives license.